Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. The time you spend, you know, just, you know, being involved in the conversation, sending me emails, joe@therealside.com. Remember, if you want to notice that the show's getting ready to start and you want a text alert instead of an email, that's fine. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and it's a way to get involved and engaged. Got a lot of stuff to do this hour. Next hour, we're going to, you know, I know some of you like, okay, that's boring, but seriously, when it comes to health care, you know, you've had open enrollment. Some of you feel like you're not really getting what it is you want. You don't really understand how the insurance company operates. You kind of do what they tell you to do, but you don't have to. Right? I mean, seriously, you do not have to. You can get involved with this, get information from Liberty HealthShare, and find out truly what the program's all about. Look, I trust and know the people at Liberty HealthShare. And as I told you, I've gotten one complaint from them in all the years. I mean, one. And they fix it and they turn it around in a relatively short period of time. But there's all kinds of, you know, health sharing programs out there. Check them out if you need to. But the biggest deal here, the biggest thing going on, is the fact that when it comes to health sharing, is what they call it, you sit with the doctor. You work it through with the doctor. You talk to the doctor about what you need. Nobody dictates to you how your body is taken care of. You get to tell the doctor what you're looking for as an end result, and not just being cured or fixed. You look, I'm not a pill taker. I hate taking pills. And not because I just don't want to swallow them. I just don't like them. I know what they've got in there. All right? So it makes me nuts. And so I prefer liquid vitamins over pill vitamins. So when I go to the doctor and he starts writing a prescription, they go, whoa, 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 what for? Talk to me. And a lot of times they write the prescription because that's what the insurance company's forcing them to do. So push back, fight back. Don't let them do this. And that's what you do when you get your own, when you have a Liberty Health Insurance plan, then they'll call it a plan, but when you become a member. If you head to their website, you can see what they mean. But you can tune in later on and listen. I'm not going to do the commercial now. Anyhow, 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. You know, for weeks, and they love beating me up about it, for weeks I've been talking about ex-Representative Katie Hill. And she was, she had to leave her seat, resign from her seat, you know, because she broke the law. Now, she won't admit to it. But she did. She broke the law. I'm telling you, the Democrats need to rename their party to the Party of Non-Responsibility. That needs to be the new tagline. Because they never do anything wrong. Everybody else does except for them. You know, if Republicans did half, not even half, a third of what Shifty Schiff is doing, they'd be walking out of the place. They'd be having sit-ins like they used to do. So anyway, you got the squad. Everybody's in love with the squad. You know, the Democrat squad. What was it? Omar and Tlaib, right? Presley. Who was the fourth? I can't remember the fourth one. I guess there was only three. I added a fourth one, which was Katie Hill. Because this was a new and up-and-coming group. This was the new legislators, the young new legislators. Well, first of all, Omar, we already know this. She hates the country. She hates Jews. And she hates rules. Because apparently she funneled an additional $150,000 to her lover. That's the other thing, too. Do these people not have any kind of moral boundaries whatsoever? And I said these people in a loving way. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, or Ilhan Omar, she had paid another $150,000 to her political consultant and alleged lover, Tim Minette, in the 3 months since reports romantically link the two, since allegations broke in August that the 37-year-old congresswoman engaged in an extramarital affair. Her re-election campaign has funneled a further $150,000 to his consulting firm. I guess, does that make him a prostitute? I mean, seriously, I mean, if he's having sex with her and he's getting paid, I just have to ask. I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is. She won't call me back. The latest payments to Minette's group were for digital advertising, fundraising, consulting, and video production. Where were they? When news of the alleged affair broke, Omar had already paid him $220,000 through her campaign since 2018. He was a fundraising consultant. He helped with internet advertising, digital communications, and travel expenses. Right? Now, the total now that she has paid him through her campaign is $370,000. I guess, you know, if I was him, I'd be in love with her too for paying me that kind of money. Federal agency charged with probing the campaign finance complaint against Omar is powerless to act because it doesn't have enough commissioners on the bench to investigate. Wow. Well, you know, Congress could allocate more money to them. I don't know why they do that, because more of their people would be indicted, I'm sure. So both Representative Omar and Tim Minette deny allegations made, right? Now, this is in Tim's wife's divorce papers. And she said that the consultant abandoned his wife for the freshman lawmaker. Which, you know what, could possibly be true. See, this is where we shouldn't be getting involved in their divorce life, if you would, or their marriage life. But we sure as heck, when they're breaking the law, like Katie Hill did, we sure as heck need to be involved in that. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side, they'll go far. A lot more stories coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you watch live. Listen live, because a whole bunch of stuff you can do live up there, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're just involved and engaged. You know, I got to tell you, the comments that you send me, I do appreciate. Some of them I think you're nuts, but that's beside the point. Most of them, I really appreciate the time. Yeah, producer Tammy gets nuts at me when I say stuff like that. But it's really, seriously, we all got a little idiosyncrasies, right? Anyway, so this is just one of those days where there's so much news out there, there's so much to talk about, that you couldn't do it in 5 hours. Not if you wanted to. So, Epstein's jail guards, right? They're going to plead not guilty to falsifying records about the night that he died in his cell. And they've been released on the $100,000 bond. He's a jail guard. Now, they told their supervisors they had messed up and didn't do checks for 8 hours. Let that sink in for a second. Two corrected officers who were responsible for guarding Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I think 44 years, I had read earlier today. It's been 44 years since there was, I think it was one person that got away with killing themselves, right, and two who attempted. And Epstein, they hadn't checked on him in hours. So you have cameras, you have people there, and you want us to think, to simply think, that they just fell asleep. So all these people that were laughing, that they're laughing at them, who say that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, right? They're making fun of them. I think they're going to find out, hey, somebody else was in there with him. Something else happened, obviously. Epstein in his New York jail cell on the night he killed himself, the guards had pleaded not guilty to charges. Right? Tova Noel, 31, and Michael Thomas, 41, they appeared in Manhattan court on Tuesday, where they were arraigned on charges of falsifying records of conspiracy in relation to Epstein's death. Noel and Thomas had both self-surrendered to the FBI earlier in the day. Geez, you mean nobody showed up at their house? No SWAT team showed up at 5 o'clock in the morning to take these guys? I mean, a lot younger than Stone. So anyway, they were supported by about a dozen correctional officers in the courtroom. The two officers were each released on a $100,000 bond order to surrender their firearms and travel documents. Right, in an orchestrated plan, their fellow officers formed to protect the blockade to help shield them from the photographers as they were released and they left court. Around a dozen correction officers who turned up in support of their two colleagues, they formed a protective blockade around the accused, and they shielded them while they were waiting for the cars to take them away. Now, they're accused of falling asleep and surfing the internet instead of checking on. Now earlier, somebody said that the records were checked and they were surfing porn, but since we don't have that, I'm not going to say they actually were doing it. But they're accused of falling asleep and surfing the internet instead of checking on the millionaire pedophile in his cell just 15 feet away. After they discovered Epstein was dead in his cell, Noel and Thomas allegedly told a supervisor they had messed up and they didn't do any checks in the hours before he killed himself. Right? I mean, that's a mess up. This is the most wanted or sought after guy to be able to put some pretty prominent people in jail, probably. Right? People who allegedly were with him having fun with these young people. I heard the Prince's interview didn't go well. Then his PR people were like, please don't. But he did anyway. Noel's attorney, Jason Foy, told reporters ahead of the court appearance that his client shouldn't be here. Foy took issue with the judge's orders that the officers had to surrender their firearms, arguing that his client had no history of violence. The crime that she is accused of are nonviolent. And the world is pretty crazy out there. They were ordered not to have any contact with each other ahead of their next court appearance on November 25th. The appearance of court is, it was revealed that the FBI is looking into potential that there were criminal enterprises involved in his death. You think? I don't know. Maybe the Clinton Mafia? I'm just guessing here. Now, the indictment claimed a couple of interesting things. It claimed that they sat at their desk, they browsed online, and moved about the common area for a substantial portion of their shift instead of completing the required checks. Noel and Thomas allegedly appeared to be asleep at their desk for about 2 hours. Noel used her computer to search for furniture sales and benefit websites during her shift. I mean, it's nice to know you're paying them for this, right? You're paying them salaries and benefits for them to go look at what kind of benefits they can get from the system. God. Thomas and Leslie searched online for motorcycle sales and sports. Right? I mean, this guy, seriously? He did it briefly at 1, again at 4, and again at 6. So we had plenty of time. Now, the pair were only 15 feet away from Epstein when he died. I mean, they should have heard something, right? Wouldn't the guy have been gasping for air? Or somebody went in there and kind of give him a little neck ring? There should have been a problem there, too. They should have heard something, right? They found him dead when they went to serve him breakfast at 6:30. Right? The last time they checked on him was 10:30. Well, the night before, obviously. So he had all that time. They had all that, what is it, 8 hours almost? For somebody to do something to him. Now, Noel told the supervisor that we didn't complete the 3 and the 5 a.m. rounds. So if they completed the other ones, was he still alive? You know, they're assigned to special housing unit at a federal jail. So they know that the criminals coming in here are pretty bad people, right? And a matter of fact, they even know in this jail that somebody's going to try to get to some of these people because there's too much information. Now, the two guards are also accused of repeatedly signing false certification saying that they conducted multiple counts of inmates during their shift. They never left their desk. They even said that. The prisoners were not checked on for 8 hours. The guards discovered Epstein's body at 6:30. So when was the routine? At what routine check did they last say hi to him? Just curious. Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Check out the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there. More coming up after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the House impeachment hearings, former White House national security official Tim Morrison said a diplomat told him military aid was being blocked to Ukraine until their president agreed to announce investigations into U.S. Democrats. Earlier, National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said there'd been no doubt that President Trump, in his July phone call with President Zelensky, was insisting that he agree to the investigations.
Maybe in certain regards, my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out, how this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security.
President Trump blasted the hearings.
All these people were talking about, they heard a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president. What's going on is a disgrace.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate your time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, which is really what it boils down to, right? Is that we really want you to be part of the solution. And, you know, some of you who send me emails during the show, and after and before, but mostly during the show, when you send me an email, I'm at this enough to where I know some of the emails are kind of like party line emails. Do you know what I mean? And so, don't do that. Get the information yourself. Be able to prove yourself the allegations that somebody is making. Be able to speak to it yourself. Otherwise, you're doing what they do, which makes you crazy, because we've talked about it on the show. It drives you out of your mind, because it drives me out of my mind. And I hate when they do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you want to come off a lot, a little, a bit smarter than they are, the way to do that, frankly and honestly, is to make sure you're up on it. Now, I try to give you information. I don't always succeed. I do the best I can do. And some of you are a lot better at getting it than I am. So get it if you can. But we want to make sure we have the facts. We want to make sure that what you're putting out there, it can be proven and you're not caught. I don't want to say lying, because I don't think any of you would actually just flat out lie to get your point across. I would hope not. And I'm going to believe not. So I got a kind of a weird video. I don't know any other way to put it. And I can't say the guy's name. And it isn't because I don't want to. It's because I honestly can't say the guy's name. It's just really that hard. And you all know him. I guess he's from the Young Turks. His name is Cenk Uygur is the name, right? Anybody know who he is? So he has Cenk has decided that he is going to run for Katie Hill's old seat. Because he's just smarter and he's better than the rest of us. And, you know, he believes in the whole, socialism. And he's really, this was the guy who couldn't use a clean word the night that President Trump won. Right? Remember, the F-bombs were all over the place. It was hilarious. I mean, the guy would have swallowed his own neck if he could have. That's how crazy he was going. So now he's decided that there's nobody that's progressive enough for him to take Katie Hill's seat. And it's really, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, it's too bad because I hope to God he can't raise the money. I hope to God he doesn't have a chance of winning the seat. I hope the Dems actually call him out in doing this. All right? And so somebody got a video of him at an event he was at. Now, you know that I'm up in the area where the school shooting took place a few weeks ago. And that's the area that encompasses what he's, the area that he wants to run for. So I guess, do some of you guys know, is it Cenk Uygur? Yeah, whatever. Anyhow. He doesn't know the area, he doesn't know the district, he doesn't know the people, and he doesn't think it matters. They never do. When they come in, they never think it matters. So, not only does he come in and he has his little town hall meeting or meet and greet at a famous little cafe. I'll give it a little plug. It's called the Saugus Cafe, and they have their claim to fame is that President Roosevelt either wrote a speech or ate there while he was traveling through. So he now's running for Congress in this area. So he goes to this thing. He knows we've had a shooting. And listen to the dismissive voice. Listen to his dismissive attitude to the whole thing. He can't name the victims. And to add insult to injury, when does he have his meet and greet? On the night that they're doing the vigil. Doesn't even tell the people, come, listen, tonight I was going to have it be about me, but we really need to honor those kids who were shot, who should have never been shot but were shot, and let's go over to the vigil and let's get involved and let's be part of. Take a listen. Come on, you can do it. Give me some sound. God bless America. You know, technology always works so well when it doesn't. Anyway, we'll do it. I'll do it afterward. Because you got to hear this. If this doesn't make you mad, then I don't know. You haven't got a heart. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Right? I mean, that's the only way that we get our message across. Oh, maybe I could play it this way. Let's try this one. Maybe this will work. Unmute.
As I was telling her, on fighting back organizations, even more to Obama, and I got a lot of heat for it because it was early in his administration, and I said, don't do dealing in the Gulf. It's going to be a disaster. Literally 3 weeks later.
Yeah, so they're asking him, you know, why is he running here? But he's going to research. He's already filed a paper.
I'm being honest. I got to get caught up.
I'm a little curious. You're familiar with our recent tragedy that just happened? Yeah. So
How are you pleading with us on this particular issue?
So I'm here today. I'm going to go to the basement and just sit in the back. I just want to listen and I want to see you guys. And in terms of how I grieve, I get mad.
Okay.
Okay. So on day one.
But what about the parents of the students that died? Do you know the name of the students that died in our school?
Right.
What was their name?
What I'm not going to do is now get in and pretend that I know this community better than.
So, if he doesn't know this community, why is he here? Right? Why is he going to run? Because he knows better? He's better than us? Why is he going to do this? This is what I mean. They're disingenuous. Here's a Democrat. And listen, as a Republican who wants the seat back, God bless him. Come on in. Spend your money. Take your votes away from that other person. I mean, seriously. This is what helps, you know, seats move along. But here's a guy who comes in, thinks he knows better than everybody else. He's coming in here because he's a Democrat, and he's a progressive Democrat, and we need more progressives. God forbid, but we need more progressives in Congress. That's his mindset. Right? You know, it was pretty loud in there, and you couldn't hear much of what he was saying. You can hear some of it. I want you to hear the condescending voice that he puts that forward with. Yeah. You know, like this is no big deal. The guy says to him, I'm a little curious. You're familiar with our recent tragedy that just happened? The shooting? Of course. And the man says, yeah. So how are you grieving with us on this issue? So what's he do? He goes into stump mode. Right? I'm here today. I'm going to go to the vigil. I'm just going to sit in the back. In terms of how I grieve, I get mad. I fight back. And the guy interrupts him and says, yeah, okay, whatever. But what about the parents of the students that died? Do you know their names? And he said, I do, but... And then the man says, what are their names? And he can't answer the question. Because he just lied to him. He doesn't care about this community. He simply cares about being a congressperson, or trying to be a congressperson, and I hope to God that the Democrats fight him tooth and nail. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, let's go. Sorry, Daddy-o.
We are back.
Yeah.
Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Seriously. I'm not kidding. Get involved. Right? Get engaged. Ask the right questions. Make sure you have the right answers. You know, again, whether it's this show or you're in love with another show, whatever it takes, make sure you get the information you need. Right? Otherwise, I'm railing on this because some of the stuff that you guys send me. I'm railing on it because please stop sending me party lines. Please stop sending me stuff that you pick up off the internet as truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking about this, and I'm not going to spend much more time with this, but the, is his name Cenk Uygur? Something like that. He's a founder, one of the founders of the Young Turks. And he feels like he comes into an area he's probably never even driven through. He's probably never even flown over this area. So he's going to come in here and he's going to tell us, in the area that we live in, for those of you who don't know, he's pulled papers to run for Congress in the 25th California District, which is the district I live in. And it's the one that Katie Hill resigned, the seat that she resigned from. So, but he comes in, and he comes in with a condescending attitude to begin with. Here we just had a school shooting. We have two kids that are dead. Three if you include the shooter. Right? Others that were hurt. And he comes in and pretty much dismisses it. Actually, almost irritated that he has to admit to the fact that he has to even acknowledge the shooting. Right? And he can't mention the kids' names, but yet he cares about this community. But he'll tell you it's not that he cares about the community. We need to have the people to be able to fight President Trump. And most of these guys, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today. When you hear all these terminologies, right? Everything's impeachment. Do you understand impeachment was supposed to be used as a last resort in getting a president or a judge or what have you out of office because they were just so handling things so illegally? Well, they're talking about impeaching Kavanaugh, and then they want to impeach Trump, and then we go down the whole list. We haven't heard this word uttered so many times in 4 years than we have from the Democrats in the last 4 years. So apparently they're so sure now that they can't win an election. Here's what they're going to do. If they can't cheat, steal, or, you know, swap out ballots to win the election, they'll just impeach you. Right? I mean, that's what it's all about. They still have nothing on them. With everybody who's been through the last few days, everybody who's been through that kangaroo court, if you want to call it that, and that's what it is. When they're flat out asked in black and white about a situation or an issue, was there quid pro quo? They all said, no. Not even implied. Was there a bribe? Was there a bribe? No, there was no bribe. I don't know any other way to put it. They don't want to hear any of that. Because they don't care. That doesn't mean anything to them. They want the president out, even if they have to lie about it. So anyway, back to this guy. He's coming in here, he's thinking he's the best guy for the job, which most people run for office do, but this is not his deal. You go back and listen to his tape, his video, the night that Trump won, and what he was saying about American people, what he was, U.S. citizens, what he was saying about the MAGA people, what he was saying about Americans as a whole, and how stupid we are. Right? I mean, he implied that we're a bunch of imbeciles. How could a man like this get elected? Because we were tired of your crap. We were tired of your team's crap. We're tired of your left lunacy. All you want to do is yell and swear. That's what you do with your show. All you do is swear on the show. I mean, it's just amazing to me. What are you adding to society as a whole? You come out here, not a bone of compassion in you. You could care less what's going on in this community. And now he's sitting with other Democrats. Not like he's being pummeled by Republicans. Right? And the man asks him, one of the guys sitting at the table said, you know, basically prove to me, what are the names of the victims? He said, well, I'm not going to do this. What I'm not going to do is pretend, and he just mumbles something. You can't even hear him. So the fellow sitting at the table says, so what, you saying that you don't know? And Sank says, I do know. But brother, you know, leave it alone. The man says, what is the name of the students? Sank says again, so if I say to you, and he just fizzles away, the man again says, without looking at your phone, tell me the name of those students. He goes on and he starts blathering on in political speak for about a minute until the woman that's sitting at the table brings him back and says, wait a minute, are you going to the vigil tonight? Are you here to appropriate our grief? Now, which I think is not a real word, but she went after him. He said, no, I'm here just to sit in the back and listen. Right? The woman goes on to say that because of all the days for you to be in our community, of all the days for you to be in our community, today is a vigil day. I've been chasing reporters away all day long. Because Gracie, and he told her her name, I'm not going to on the show here. Because Gracie is my neighbor. She was killed on Thursday. So now I have to come and chase congressional candidates out of my house. He comes back with, so look, guys, again, people are upset. It's right for them to ask the questions. And I thank you for bringing that up. And I want to come back to you on some environmental issues. Nice. Right? I mean, he wasn't expecting this. You know he wasn't. What, somebody asked him just to see if, you know, because he said he was going, right? Somebody said to him, so, where's the vigil? And he says, well, it's at Saugus High School. No, not there. I don't know what these guys are thinking. Well, they're not thinking. They think that they're better than us. They think they're smarter than us. They think they're better than us. They think they deserve this more than we do. And we see it all the time. Especially here in California. The Dems are so much smarter than we are. They know so much more than we do. Our good buddy Tom Del Vaccaro wrote a piece about Adam Schiff's impeachment inquiry. He says it's been among the most one-sided in history. Right? He has now become the inquisitor-in-chief for the Democrats. Because I'm telling you, he's willing to go down any road, say anything, lie about anything. So you'll perceive he's telling the truth and he's real. Well, if home state of California can't keep the lights on, you know, that's the other thing too. We just got to notice they were turning off power again. I told you today, it's so asinine to think we have spent like $1 billion on windmills, right? And so they can harness the power of the wind so we can take all that power we're missing and put it back into grid. The only problem is now when it's windy, we shut the grid down. Right. So there's nothing for those windmills to put the power out on. It pretty much just, they just sit there and spin for no reason in particular. Doesn't do any good. And I found out sometimes when those blades, when there's too much wind, they spin too fast, they burn up the motors, the generators. It's hilarious. Who designed these things? And then I was reading an article the other day about how the blades, the composite blades, are not biodegradable. They're not recyclable in any way. So they bury these things back into the... I mean, the eco-freaks should be having a fit over this. Not a word. Nothing. While Schiff's home state of California can't keep the lights on while the fires burn, Schiff can be found in front of every available camera since Trump took... I still say he should be brought up on treason charges for two reasons. He's been claiming since the day the president got elected that he has evidence that the president had colluded with Russia, saw it with his own eyes. Well, that's a little sketchy right there in and of itself. And has never brought that proof forward. So two things are going on. See if you agree with me. Either he's never had it, and he's been lying to us, right? I mean, aren't they truthful? And they're the ones that are transparent. They're the ones that are telling the truth. You can't trust us. So either he's been lying all these years, right? Or he's hiding information on a treasonous president. So he's aiding and abetting. And shouldn't he go to jail for that? I'm just asking. Give it some thought. Because, you know, we're always told how they're much more righteous, much more upfront, much more transparent, and we can trust them more than we can trust the Republicans. Let that one, try to swallow that one. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Remember, we're in the next hour, we're going to talk about health sharing. Not just health care, but health sharing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.